listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts, here we go.
Yeah, you got me licking gravy, baby.
Some artists have a voice and or sound that is instantly identifiable. Voice examples would be Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Janis Joplin, and even the styles and sounds like the current artist Billie Eilish, the guitar sounds of Santana, Brian Setzer, etc. In the blues world, I'd say voices such as the late B.B. King, Albert King, Howlin' Wolf, the guitar and voice of Stevie Ray Vaughan are also instantly recognizable. In today's current world of the blues, one such artist that is immediately identifiable is Studebaker John. Both his voice and guitar tone are in a class all of its own. Today I primarily want to look at one of John's recent projects named Studebaker John's Maxwell Street Kings and the album That's the Way You Do. This was released back in 2010. I really like this album in that it has the feel of the type of music you would have actually heard back in the day when the artist performed on the now vanished Maxwell Street in Chicago. Let's get started with some cuts off this iconic album from Studebaker John and his Maxwell Street Kings. This is Mr. Jack. You're listening to Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack. Thanks for joining us today.
Treating me right. I can't keep loving you. I can't keep loving you. I can't keep loving you. That's the way, honey. That's the way you do. She goes anybody's whiskey glass. I can't keep loving you. I can't keep loving you. I can't keep loving you. That's the way. That's the way you do.
morning, the blues all in my head. Couldn't get no sleep last night, the blues all in my bed. You can't run, you can't hide, when you and the blues are walking side by side. Say the blues already got you, boy. Down is the only way for you to go. You can't run, you can't hide, when you and the blues are walking side by side.
You and the blues are walking
your motor's running good. You got a fine Cadillac.
Fine Cadillac.
You got a fine Cadillac.
Fine Cadillac.
And gonna drive a bachelor. For that fine Cadillac. If you got a flat tire, honey, I'm gonna make the change for you. If you got a dead battery, I can charge it up too. You got a fine Cadillac.
Fine Cadillac.
You got a fine Cadillac.
Fine Cadillac.
You ain't but a driver, that's your lad. For that fine Cadillac. Out of my league, you got them sleek slender lines and white wall ties all dressed up to please. You got a fine Cadillac.
Fine Cadillac.
You got a fine Cadillac.
Fine Cadillac.
Ain't but a driver that's your lad. Oh, that fine Cadillac.
Listening today to Studebaker John's Maxwell Street Kings album, which was released back in 2010. The album is titled That's the Way You Do, which is the first of two albums under that name, which was a project of Studebaker John's that focus primarily on the raw sound of the blues, as one might have heard if you ever had a chance to experience the once famous Maxwell Street Market area on the west side of Chicago. It was there until 1994 when renovations of the University of Illinois changed the area with a new development. John Grimaldi was born November 5, 1952. He grew up in an area of Chicago called the Patch, which was just northwest of the Maxwell Street area we're talking about. In a recent interview for the January 2019 issue of Blues Blast magazine, the article states, "It all began for John Grimaldi on the Windy City's Maxwell Street, the after-after-hours hangout for everyone from Hound Dog Taylor to Tail Dragger." John stated in the interview, "Maxwell Street was like a flea market on Sunday morning. The blues musicians actually came from the clubs. They got a little rest or sleep in their car, pulled out and started playing again. They were making tips, and the tips were probably better money than the club money, to be honest with you. Every corner had a guy there with a trench coat on. He'd open up his coat and show you thousands of watches all hanging off him like a tree. And he'd roll up his sleeve and show you all kinds of change and jewelry. You'd go from table to table looking at used, stolen merchandise. Who knew? And there was a record store down there, a place where a friend of mine got most of his 78s that were rare even back then." And let's get back to more of the music of Studebaker John and his Maxwell Street Kings. You're listening to Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jeff.
Don't you know what I'm talking about? You know I'm headed on down to Maxwell Street, baby. Don't you know what I'm talking about? When I first heard the blues on Maxwell Street, honey, I had to jump and shout. Jump and shout. Jump and shout. You know I had to jump and shout. Jump and shout, you know I had to jump and shout. Raw and low down, the way it was meant to be. It felt like somebody coming upside my head. It sounded so good to me. You know it sounded good to me. I said it sounded good to me. You know it sounded good to me. I said it sounded, it got good to me. Headed for Chicago, and you find yourself Maxwell Street bound. I said if you're headed for Chicago, and you find yourself Maxwell Street bound, I'm so sorry to tell you, you can no longer be found. I said it can't be found, 'cause it's no longer. Longer around. I said it can't be found. It's no longer, no longer around. I
It's a shame and a pity when they tore it down to the ground. I said a shame and a pity when they tore it down to the ground. There's no longer a Maxwell Street, but the whole world knows its sound. The whole world knows its sound. I said the whole world knows that Maxwell Street sound. The whole world knows its sound. The whole goddamn world knows that old Maxwell Street sound. This tortured soul free. If you would love me, I could do most anything. If you would love me, from a piece of glass, honey, I'd make a diamond ring. If you would love me, no more wrong, only right. If you would love me, no more war, just peace. No reason left to fight. Climb the highest mountain, swim the deepest sea. Crawl around this old world, honey, on my bended knee. Look into my eyes, honey, make this blind man see. Touch my hand, set this tortured soul free. If you would love me, if you would love me, thank you. could do. If you would love me, I make each and every one of your dreams, honey, come true. If you would love me, carry the weight of the world squarely on my back. If you would love me, stand up and run, leaving fire in my track. Climb the highest mountains, swim the deepest sea. Crawl around this old world, honey, on my bended knee. Look into my eyes, honey, make this blind man see. Touch my hand, set this torture so free. If you would love me,
a song titled Beeline from Studebaker John's Maxwell Street Kings album That's the Way You Do. It was in the mid-60s when John Grimaldi was about 13 helping his father drum up some plumbing business. Dad and his salesman had gone out to buy a corned beef sandwiches for lunch. I'm a young kid and my father's salesman goes, "Hey, don't get lost. Your father will be pissed off at me." "I don't want that." "Don't worry," I said, "I'm coming right back." John heard music in the distance and was drawn to it like a kid at a Christmas tree. I thought at first, "Oh, that sounds pretty interesting. Wonder what that is." I turned the corner and there was a crowd of people, 10 or 15 people standing around. I could only see the backs of their heads, so I moved up and got louder and louder. I got right up in front of the band, and there was one-armed John Rencher playing harp and singing into the same mic. There's this real raw type of guitar player, kind of like Magic Sam, and drummer Playboy Vincent, who had half of a real drum kit, and the other half was toy drums. It was just those three guys. It was real raw, but great harmonica sound, great sound. There was other people playing, and I never knew who a lot of them were. I really got up and interested because I liked John Rencher this best. This guy was great. He taught me a lot on harp just by watching him because he only had one arm. The guitar played a complementing line, almost like a bass run to what was going on with the harp. That's all that there was, just guitar, drum, and he played harp and sang through the same mic. He blew the harp out. The guitar player was also plugged into the same amp. There was no PA, so it was just wild and raw, and really, I loved it. I had played harmonica since I was a little kid, but had basically never heard it played like that before. I heard the Rolling Stones, that type of thing, but this was real distorted, low-down sound. Studebaker John and his Maxwell Street Kings today on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Baby, I'm so in love with you.
low-down woman, low-down to the bone. You're just a low-down woman, low-down to the bone. You're the lowest thing walking I have ever known. I believe you lost your mind. Yeah, I believe you lost your mind. You let her take all your money, now she treats you so unkind.
Thank you.
grooving. Got to keep on grooving. Yeah, we're gonna make it. Don't you break it. Come on, honey, shake it. Come on and shake it.
Studebaker John has put out 18 records in 40 years without a single cover song on any of them. He says simply, "I don't know if it's a matter of pride or just think my songs offer something different. And that's what I want to do, is offer something that's good, but also different. It's not like I wanted to play Stormy Monday or Sweet Home Chicago and Mustang Sally for the rest of my life." Let's get back into this album. Studebaker John's Maxwell Street Kings, That's the Way You Do.
I like the whiskey, I like the women, I like a good piece of change. Yes, I'm a man, I will always be the same. I like my coffee in the morning, I like to rest easy at night. If I feel like loving you, I asked my baby, she wouldn't say, babe. But then again, she might. I might be late. I'm not crazy. That little girl sure makes me feel alright. Thank you. baby, I like to have a good time. And I would have everything, baby, if you would just be mine. Thank you.
stepping stone. Up on your own.
We've been listening to Studebaker John Maxwell Street Kings album, That's the Way You Do. It's from 2010, but it's a great album with just the raw sound that you probably would have heard if you had a chance to be at the Maxwell Street Marketplace back in the day. We're going to close out the show with a portion of a song called Taylor Street Boogie. You've been listening to Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack. Thanks for joining me today. Until next time, I'll catch you later.